seems like every few weeks or so I'll see an article, perhaps in a newspaper or a magazine, about happiness, how to become happy, what constitutes happiness. And I remember a while back there was one that impressed me. It was listing various qualities or traits to have to be happy, and certainly one of them was gratitude. But they said that the main quality to have to really lead a happy life was to have a forgiving nature, not to hold grudges, to forgive any wrongs that have been put against you in any way. And that impressed me at the time because I knew that there were times when I wasn't happy, and I knew it was because I didn't have this forgiving nature. And I began to really think about that, and remembering the Lord's Prayer, that we must forgive as we would be forgiven. And I turn to, in Collectanea on page 69, where Mrs. Eddy says, "Put away all selfishness out of your thoughts, such as thinking you have been wronged, or any sense of ingratitude or injustice from others. Bury it out of sight forever, and let love pour in where that has seemed to be. Forgive as you expect to be forgiven." And that helped me so much, because some of the grudges I had were, I thought, well, maybe people weren't grateful for me, or some injustice I felt I was suffering from. And here she's saying, forget about it, bury it, get over it. And I could laugh at myself and realize that this is what I needed to do, because certainly I was hurting or harming no one but myself. And that any error that's ever expressed, error always has to destroy itself. And if someone was hanging on to an error, they'll suffer for it. And certainly I don't need to be part of that or be in the way of that law operating. So I'm so very grateful, because this helped me free myself of that unforgiving spirit, and to truly have much, much greater joy in my life. I'm so grateful to Mrs. Eddy for all that she's given us, and for Christ Jesus, who certainly has taught us to forgive even our so-called enemies.